All right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say it, everybody in the Rumble chat tonight. Let me see who is on here. Real Wise is on. Jay GCK is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Wait Away is on. Robin Aroni is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Let me see here. Michelle Tall is on. Lisa Kinzer's on. Peg McGroin is on. Linesmanson is on. Scooter Magruder is on. Mr. Cool Dude is on. Peg McGroin is on. Hugo Stiglitz is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Granite 2468 is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down. 8 Dad 1 is on. Those Jesus People is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Linesmanson is on. Mike Griffith is on. Judy Anita is on. Arcadia Angel is on. Sherry Gilbert is on. Jeannie Malfeasy is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down. Bob Corley is on. Mobetta 01 is on. Uncle Wally is on. K4 VMS is on. Sunwoo 45 is on. Sherry Gilbert is on. DK Jackson is on. Alligator Alcatraz is on. TJT1 is on. Todd Suff is on. Let me see here. Let me grab one or two more here. And by that, I mean five or six more. LA 106 Times is on. Let me see here. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Trisha Snow is on. Let me see here. Grab one or two more. Scrolling down. Ones I haven't said already. Naz Yeager is on. LEG 1963 is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Did everybody feel the impact of the government shutdown?
Nope.
Crickets, chirp, chirp. You know why? Because they do absolutely nothing for you outside of heroes like Will over here who go and fight wars for you. But other than that, they don't do a freaking thing for you. Nothing. I mean, everyone think about it. We have a 6.8 trillion-dollar budget every year, and we bring in about $4 to $5 trillion worth of tax revenue every year, going $2.6, $2.8 trillion in the debt every year. What do you get out of it? Absolutely nothing. It simply funds Democratic Party, NGOs, and things disguised as NGOs, things that are NGOs, that are not called NGOs. They all go to those things that are, and by the way, there's sycophantic Republicans that go along with this because they get paid for it too. But anyway, they go all of your money goes to Democratic Party NGOs, and that's why you don't feel the impact. You able to gas up your car today? Did you go to work today, Will?
Yep.
Aaron, did you go to work today?
Yep.
No, did you get gas in your cars?
Yep.
Everything fine, right? Electric turn on?
Yep.
Weird, isn't it? And let me just tell you this real quick before I forget. When they say government shutdown, it is the absolute prototypical Potomac two-step. Because it's not a government shutdown because 70% of the government has not been shut down, including all entitlements. The only thing that are actually shut down that's important are military paychecks. Everything else, who really gives a crap? There's no tours in Washington, D.C. right now, Aaron, that are put on by the government.
Darn.
I mean, Aaron and I and Will, we can get in a car right now and drive. We go look at all the things. We gonna go walk. We go look around Washington, D.C., but we can't get any government tours. I mean, you know, I'm trying to think of how many government tours have I ever taken. Zero. I mean, absolutely zero. Even when I went into national parks, which are run by the federal government, how much did I use any of the federal resources there? None. I bought Cokes that were from a private company. Ice creams are from a private company. Bear spray from a private company. Nothing to do with the federal government whatsoever. I maybe saw one or two park rangers, and those are the people that I handed my $32 to enter into the park to. That's it. There you go. That's it for the feds. They don't do anything. I mean, remember when Trump came into office, 94% of them were not showing up to work. Tom, that you're being hyperbolic. No, I'm not. 6% of the federal workforce actually showed up for work in Washington, D.C. every day. 6%. That's it. So that's why you feel absolutely nothing. All of that money goes to Democratic Party NGOs that are fully non-government organizations that are fully funded. I mean, that are fully staffed by Democrats, and then they hire other Democrats. Then they fund other Democratic Party campaigns. They hire Democratic Party attorneys and law firms. That's it. That's where all your money is. No, it can't be that. It is that. It is that. Well, what about the circumcisions in Bangladesh? That's funded through NGOs. It's all NGOs. So let's go with the shutdown here. Caroline Leavitt tweet, press secretary for the president. Government shutdown continues as Senate Dems block. Look at the time on the bottom. It's 3:22 today. As Senate Democrats block GOP funding bill for a third time. So third time. Now, what is this funding bill? It is a horrific, big, beautiful bill, boondoggle, and even that Democrats won't agree to. Because here's the thing. You're like, well, Tom, the Democrats are standing on principle. And absolutely not.
Never
stand on principle because they have, look at, that's Chucky. He has no principle. He is a Democratic Party whore. That's who he is. He is a whore to the NGOs. Not standing on principle. Tom, are you saying, you are against what the Republicans are putting forth? Of course. How can you not be against it if you're a conservative? Because this was a CR. It's what's called a clean CR. What is a clean CR? That means it's continuing Biden-level spending without any additions or subtractions by Republicans. Is that what you voted for, Aaron?
Nope.
Will?
Nope.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm against that, but that's not even good enough for the Democrats, this horrific, big, beautiful bill boondoggle. Tom, it's Trump, though. Trump did the big, beautiful bill. Trump is not always right. Trump does a lot of great things. Big, beautiful bill, the BBB, was a big, beautiful boondoggle is what it was. And all they're doing is continuing this on. That's it. And the Democrats signed on to that. The Democrats signed on to this exact same spending bill in the early part of the Trump administration and in December of last year during the Biden administration. Exact same spending bill. Exactly the same. Exactly. They signed on for it. Exactly the same spending levels. So why aren't the Democrats signing? Because they want $1.7 trillion more. No, it's $1.3. $1.3 trillion more spent in the next 7 weeks.
That's crazy.
You know it's bad when Aaron responds like that because he usually doesn't.
It's freaking crazy.
Usually like be a chuckle or that's right. But when Aaron starts putting sentences together in my inner ear, which I don't mind if he does, I'm just saying that you know it's bad then. Because really Aaron's one of those kind of people that really doesn't give a crap about anything.
That's true.
I mean, but then when it rises to the level, it pops up on Aaron's radar, watch out.
It's bad.
But that's what they wanted. That's what Chuck E. Schumer wants. They want $1.3 trillion extra dollars spent. Because what the big, beautiful bill did, that was good. Because here's the thing. Most of what, I don't know about most, a large portion of what of the big, beautiful bill was actually good. Problem is it continued to fund the boondoggle of NGOs, which do nothing for you. What has the National Endowment for Democracy ever done for you? Or for anybody else, it's the one that lops off foreskin in Bangladesh. That's it. That's all that it does. All of it. That's why we're in debt. $37 trillion. There's a $21 trillion budget hole in the Pentagon because those are all funded to other NGOs. Even things that aren't called NGOs are NGOs. The Pentagon was funding NGOs. That's why there's a $21 trillion black hole in the Pentagon. And that's why they can't ever pass an audit except for, Will, the Marine Corps. That's it. 7 years straight, the military cannot pass an audit because there's a $21 trillion budget deficit that they cannot locate. They've lost $21 trillion. That's a pretty big chunk. We'd be $16 trillion in debt if we count for that. So that's why this hasn't been passed. And they've had three opportunities for this clean CR. The Republicans, sadly, the Republicans bent over, grabbing their butt cheeks, didn't add a thing to it or didn't subtract a thing to it. Doesn't anybody consider it to be a emergency, a full-scale five-alarm emergency that we're $37 trillion in debt? $1 million every 22 seconds we add to our debt? Nobody considers that to be a big deal? Republicans or Democrats, there it is. There it is. It's all funky. What is up with our website?
It's their website.
Yeah, what is up with that freaking thing? Oh, you can see the big number.
You can still see it.
It's all. I can't stand. Sometimes I want to fix tech by smashing it up against the wall. But there it is. we could do the calculation. I'm not going to do it because it just wastes 22 seconds. You're just going to have to trust me that you see that $251 million in the next 22 seconds. That's going to be $252. Bring it back to me. Otherwise, I'll keep staring at that freaking thing. Plus, it annoys me that it doesn't work.
I know. It just annoys
me. Why don't you fix your freaking website? I never get that either. I never understand it. Why it is, because you can't go 2 seconds of Foundation Church with something being crappy and I'm not all over you.
Yeah.
It has to be fixed now.
That's true.
I see some of these larger podcasts, they put out absolute crap. And I'm like, who's in charge of this? Because if this was Aaron or me, we're like, we are the perfection Nazis.
It's true.
Absolute perfection Nazis. But anyway, not that I'm perfect, but I demand perfection in a hypocritical kind of way. But anyway, the government shut. So it's been offered to the Democrats three times. So it's been offered to you three times, and it's something that you agreed to in March. In March, you agreed to this. So why? They're just giving you the exact same thing. Why would you not agree to it? Because they actually want $1.3 trillion more spent this year. This right now, between now and the end of 2025. And where's that money going to go? We all know it's going to Medicaid for illegals. Well, they don't, you know, what the Democrats are saying right now is that, you know, oh, it's like Chris Van Hollen. Go to the next one for me, Will. Media-lized video. But anyway, what Democrats are saying is we're not spending money on Medicaid for illegals. Play it for me.
Turned on my TV as I was coming over again. You saw the Speaker of the House again saying that what Democrats want to do is provide health care for people who are undocumented. That is a big lie. And you are losing when you're lying. And that is what they're doing. We not only want to reopen the government, we want to make sure that federal government employees and federal contractors do not bear the brunt of the shutdown. We want to provide them with relief. And I want to thank all my colleagues, and I know some of them will talk about.
He's stumbling over his own words because he's bold-faced lying. Of course, that's Chrissy Van Hollen. Chrissy Van Hollen, who traveled down to El Salvador to meet with Kilmar Brega Garcia and have what are they called?
Margaritas.
Margaritas. I had Mai Tai stuck in my head. Margaritas with Kilmar Brega Garcia. That's when Chrissy Van Hollen wakes up, and Aaron said this while we were watching it. He's such a smug, repulsive human being, an arrogant little prig. That's who he is. I mean, just who votes for these idiots? Who votes for them? I mean, here's the thing. Now, I didn't like Marco Rubio for many, many years, as you've heard on this podcast, if you've watched it for a couple years. And I still don't trust Marco Rubio. But the thing is, I voted for Marco Rubio numerous times because he was a senator out of Florida, certainly better than the Democratic alternative. Rick Scott, not a big fan of him either. But here's the thing. Here's the thing with both of them. They're not arrogant, condescending little prigs. And then they don't travel to El Salvador to go meet with a wife beater. They don't actually go do that. They don't wake up in the morning like Chrissy Van Hollen does every single day of his life. He wakes up and says, let me see, my cause today, the reason for my life today, my cause, my meaning for life is to keep rapists in the country. Right. That's who Chris Van Hollen is. That's who he is. And he does it in an arrogant, repulsive way. Now, what he says there, and the reason why he stumbled in his words, because you know he is bold-faced lying, which is absolutely always a characteristic of a liar, is when they're stumbling over their own words, is he said that we do not want Medicaid for the undocumented, because he refuses to say what they actually are, illegal border invaders. So he says that we are not holding up. So where's all this money? So if you are saying, Chris Van Hollen, that you are not shutting down, remember, they've been offered the clean CR, just continue the spending they've already agreed to months before, a year before. If you are turning down this budget, then why are you turning it down? He says it's not because we want to fund Medicaid for illegals. Okay, then what is that $1.3 trillion going for then? If we actually had a media, imagine what it would be like in America if we had a media. Can you imagine? Like John Lennon, I can only imagine. I mean, you just can't even imagine if we actually had a media that asked them that simple question. Well, then, Chris, you're holding out for $1.3 trillion. Where does that go to? There's no Medicaid deficit for Americans. So where is this $1.3 trillion? Where do you want it to go? And why was there an increase of $1.3 trillion? Because the reason why there's an increase of $1.3 trillion is because that money was rededicated under the Big Beautiful Bill, which I didn't finish saying earlier, was Trump actually rededicated that money elsewhere so that it wouldn't go to illegals and able-bodied Americans. What is Medicaid for? Medicaid is for the woman who is too poor to pay for her delivery of her child. It is for those too poor to pay for their own medical care, those who need chemotherapy, those that need reconstructive surgery, whatever it is that they need, but they cannot pay for it, cannot pay for it. That's who it's for. Not able-bodied porn addicts who are addicted to Hot Pockets. That's not what it's for. Some fat slob living in his mother's basement, hauling down Krispy Kremes and Hot Pockets and watching porn all day. That is not who Medicaid is for. And we, you and I and Will and Aaron, we're funding his depression medication, his anxiety medication. You and I fund that to the tune of $2,000 a month. That's not what Medicaid is for. Again, $37 trillion in debt. And why are we even having this discussion? It should be, you know what? We bring in $4 trillion worth of tax revenue. What should we spend? Anybody guess? $4 trillion. That's it. Or actually less so we can pay off our debt.
Yeah.
Why is this even a discussion? And the entire populace of the United States doesn't even notice that we're in the midst of a government shutdown because it's useless and we're spending ourselves into oblivion for nothing, for no benefit to us whatsoever. The only benefit is for Democratic Party NGOs, Democratic Party attorneys, Democratic Party employees, Democratic Party politicians. That's it. They use our tax dollars to personally enrich themselves and not even through backdoor channels, directly through NGOs. That's what this is all about. So Chris Van Hollen, I just want to know, then where do you want this $1.3 trillion to go? Because you want an additional $1.3 trillion. So, and you say that's not to pay for Medicaid for illegals, then where is that $1.3 trillion going to? That makes sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
I'm just curious. Because the reason is the $1.3 trillion does, in fact, go to Medicaid to pay for health care for illegals. That is where it's going. That is why he stumbled over his words. Let me explain this to you. The reason why it actually goes to Medicare for illegals is because, get ready now, that Medicare money goes where? Oh, NGOs that then pay for medical care for illegals. Jewish Family Services, Catholic Family Services. How many of you wanted to pay for illegals to be facilitated into our country? Well, you did. Whether you know it or not, that's part of our $37 trillion debt. Put a smile on your face. That's where it went. You and I paid hundreds of billions of dollars during the Biden administration and many administrations before that for Jewish Family Services and Catholic Family Services to facilitate illegals into our country to rape our women. That's what happened. That's exactly what happened. And I don't care. How dare you designate them as rapists? Did Biden actually bring in 20,000 rapists? Yeah, he did. Documented. That's the ones we know about. So what actually happens is that Medicaid money goes to NGOs, and get this now, goes to states that then pay for the medical services for illegals. And then they can say Medicaid didn't pay for it. See how that works there? Does that make sense?
Yep.
That's what Democrats actually consider to be logic. And they actually believe that that's going to work and that they're pulling the wool over your eyes, that they're fooling you. That Medicaid isn't paying for it. No, Medicaid itself is not paying for it. But Medicaid pays for the NGO that pays for it. Yep. Medicaid pays for the state government that pays for it. That's what, and so they can say, because they believe that qualifies as plausible deniability, that they're not asking for Medicaid to pay for illegals.
Of course not.
They're not asking for Medicaid to pay for illegals' medical services. They're actually asking for Medicaid to pay for an agency to pay for illegals' medical services. That's exactly what's going on. That's it. And I'll prove it to you in a second. Daily Caller video. Hakeem Jeffries squirms when asked if he will withhold receiving a paycheck. You're not going to be able to hear. The audio is not great. They're asking him a question. The first question is, are Democrats going to join some Republicans who have said that they're not going to receive their paychecks while other government employees aren't? Isn't that funny how that works too? That these government shutdowns, Congress still gets paid. You and I, Will was talking about Obamacare right before this, and he and I experienced the exact same thing. Remember, we were told, you keep your doctor. Remember, Obama, you like your doctor, you keep your doctor. All that. And immediately, I was in the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office at that time. And how did it affect me? Everything went up 40%. Mm-hmm. Just like that. And Will experienced the same thing. Yep. So we would love for that. And by the way, is Obamacare still in place? Yep. Fully funded by the big, beautiful bill.
Yep.
See, you need to be honest about Trump. Love Trump. I love Trump. Voted for Trump 3 times. If he runs again in 2028 somehow, voting for him again. I'm just saying that the big, beautiful bill was a big, beautiful boondoggle. But anyway, Hakeem Jeffries here. He's asked, first of all, are Democrats going to forgo receiving their paychecks? And then the second question he is asked is, are you going to forgo receiving your paycheck? Daily Caller video. Hakeem Jeffries squirms when asked if he will withhold receiving a paycheck during the government shutdown. Play for me.
So there's been several members of Congress that have asked Bill pay to be withheld if this shutdown extends. Do you advise Democratic members to do that, or is it up to them?
Yeah, that's a question that every individual member is going to have to make on their own, as has always been the case in the past.
Will you withhold yours?
First of all, that question is not even a ripe one, because we're anticipating that this shutdown issue will be resolved.
So, you know, I want to show you that was just for fun. But anyway, I thought I included a video, but I didn't. I don't know how I missed it. But anyway, there's a video now, a video of Gavin Newsom, and he's talking about his great, wonderful Medi-Cal, it's called. Not Medicaid. Medi-Cal. And it was supposed to cost $2 to $4 billion, end up costing, as usual, $11 billion. All right, so, and then lo and behold, he canceled it. He started it just a few years ago, and he canceled it this year. Why was that? When did he cancel it? During in July when they passed the big, beautiful bill. Remember that? Why did he cancel it? Because Medi-Cal is funded by, now Medi-Cal is for illegals to receive medical services in California. But who funds Medi-Cal? Medicaid. And that's the perfect example. And when that money was redesignated out of Medicaid to fund illegals medical services, he had to shut down his state service because his state service was funded by the federal government. So Democrats can say, we're not funding Medicaid to give medical services to illegals. No, they're funding Medicaid to fund Medi-Cal that does. You see how it works? That's how your government works. Exactly like that. Peter St. Ange video. Congratulations, America. The federal government isn't shut down. Play for me.
Congratulations, America. The federal government is shut down. That was easy. You probably didn't notice unless you're cashing a check at taxpayer expense like the 740,000 federal workers who are now furloughed or the army of millions of tax-funded left-wing NGOs that are now cut off. If you're just tuning in, the federal budget is voted one year at a time and it ran out at midnight. Meaning in theory, the government is not allowed to spend any more money, it is shut down. Of course, the vast majority of government, at least 70%, is exempt and keeps grinding. That includes so-called mandatory spending like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, as well as essential functions like the military, air traffic, courts, and the Department of Justice. The Federal Reserve sadly keeps going since it literally prints its budget in the basement. Now, historically, politicians fear shutdown since our rogue federal oligarchy tries to make them as painful as possible. So rather than cutting, say, welfare to illegals, gender transitions for federal prisoners, they cut school lunches, firefighters, and shutter national parks called the Washington Monument Strategy or Firemen First. But given Donald Trump alone gets to decide what's essential, he can keep the stuff voters want and toss the rest, raising the tantalizing prospect that a shutdown could actually be popular, in which case it could go on for a long time. Now, that's fun because shuttering a third of the federal government would instantly balance the budget. It would lay off roughly 740,000 federal workers, in addition to the millions of defunded NGOs. Now, combined with the DOGE layoffs, that would mean more than half of federal workers outside the post office and Department of War would be permanently fired. The key is how long does the shutdown last? Because there's a magic number, 61 days, where Trump can permanently lay off those federal workers. This is because you have to give federal workers 60 days notice of termination called reduction in force. So if you're still at shutdown at day 61, you complete the termination, they are gone. On the other hand, if you don't terminate them, then when government tragically reopens, they get back pay for the entire shutdown, even though they didn't work. Now, 61 days would be by far the longest government shutdown. The current record holder is 35 days back in 2018 over Trump's border wall. That one had so little impact, you probably don't remember it. Now, back then, people like Rush Limbaugh urged Trump to keep going. But of course, legacy media was pounding rhinos while Dems controlled the House, so Trump had to give up. This time, he does not have to. Legacy media ain't what it used to be, and rhinos should fear their voters instead of a crippled legacy media. So as Sex brought to you by iTrust Capital, prediction market Kalshi is currently projecting just 8 days of shutdown with 13% odds it lasts longer than 35 days. That implies either Republicans cave, boosting Obamacare subsidies or Medicaid for illegals, or that Democrats cave, saving their government workers despite their Antifa wing and donor wing demanding a fight. So odds are we will not get to that 61-day paradise. Instead, Congress will kick the can once more.
Yeah, and Aaron brought this up right before the show, right before we started the show tonight, that the only reason why Schumer is taking this stand because it's just, again, it's a clean CR. He doesn't lose anything. Republicans are not adding anything or subtracting anything as they should be. However, Schumer has to please the left, the hyper left side of his party, because he's facing possibly a primary challenge against AOC. So he has to make the left, the hard left side of his party happy. So the alt-left side of his party very happy. That's why he's taking this ridiculous stand where he wants to actually spend $1.3 trillion more before this year is over on illegals, Medicaid. So I'm here it is, and the guys found this video for me. What happened was I sent it in, but I never printed it out. This is Gavin Newsom. And this is, and I know I've already talked about it, but I really wanted to show you this video. It's a little redundant now because I've already talked about it. But here's Newsom, and remember what the Democrats are saying is we don't want to spend $1 trillion on illegal Medicaid. We don't want to do that, Medicaid for illegals. We don't want to do that. No, they want to spend it on NGO, on Medicaid-funded NGOs that give medical care to illegals. They want to spend it on Medi-Cal, state governments. The Medicaid money goes to state governments that then spend it on illegals' medical services. Here is the quintessential example. Play it for me.
Campaign on universal health care. We're delivering that. We are implementing our ideals. We are manifesting this principle, this fundamental notion that so many of us have been preaching for years and years and years. Universal healthcare for all, regardless of pre-existing condition, regardless of the ability to pay, and regardless of your immigration status. If you care not just about values and principles of morality, but if your only values and principles are advanced through economics, then that alone should be an argument in favor of universal healthcare, a pathway and a framework for 1.1 million undocumented residents in the state of California to avail themselves to high quality, comprehensive Medi-Cal care, long-term, short-term, preventative, as well as in-home support service care and coverage.
Now, Newsom says California is facing a $12 billion deficit. Governor is proposing freezing enrollment in state-funded health care for undocumented immigrants.
You know, when the program started, it was supposed to cost about $3 billion a year, and that ballooned to $11 billion last year. So the governor is freezing new entries into it and making those who are asking those people who are already in it to pay. Take a look.
We are moving forward with making decisions that not only address the concerns this year related to the $11.9 billion, but mindful that we need to tighten things up. We believe that people should have some skin in the game as it relates to contributions. So we are looking to a monthly premium. We are asking for something we ask all taxpayers of California.
And this, remember now, this was a state that when he took office was $240 billion in the black, surplus in the bank. And it is now hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in debt. $12 billion right there, just in 1 year, gone. 1 year, I mean, well, it would have been 3 years. So $12 billion lost into oblivion for illegal migrant, illegals medical services paid for by Medicaid called Medi-Cal. That is what Democrats are fighting for in this shutdown, is to continue funding NGOs and funding state governments to via Medicaid. So using Medicaid to fund NGOs and fund state governments to pay for illegal medical services. That's it. And then they can say Medicaid's not paying for those services. It's just like Alvin Bragg saying, I didn't receive any campaign contributions from George Soros. Well, you know what? That's technically correct. Yes. He received all of his campaign finances from another campaign organization that received all of their money from George Soros. So no, he didn't receive $1 from George Soros. He received all of his money from Act Blue, funded by George Soros.
Yep.
See how that works? That's why that when you have Chrissy Van Hollen, and he knows, Chris Van Hollen knows he is a disgusting, spineless, lizard worm of a human being and goes up and lies for the liar who lies and lies about his lies. He knows that. And every day he gets up and has a cup of coffee with his wife and looks her in the eye. I mean, that's who these people are. They just lie. They're just liars who lie and then lie about the lies they've already told. That's what Chris Van Hollen says. He knows he's lying. He even knows you and I probably paid $200,000-$400,000 for him to fly down to have margaritas with Kilmer Abrego Garcia. He knew the entire time he's a human trafficker and a wife beater. He knew that the whole time, and had a final deportation order. He knew that the whole time. And I love here, it made Will's skin crawl, as Gavin Newsom refers to the 1.4 million people in the state of California, well, it's really four times that much, who are undocumented, and this is what made Aaron's skin crawl, residents. You know, I have roaches in my house that are residents, too. You know, Tom, are you equating these people to roaches? No, but they both need to go. They both need to go because they're just, now here's the problem. Is that I'm trying to remember the exact thing, 78%, I believe is the number. 78% of illegals are on welfare, but it's not welfare. This is another little Potomac two-step. This is another shell game they play. It's not welfare. It is another program funded by welfare.
Right.
Called Farewell, let's say.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They're not on welfare. They're not receiving a dime from welfare. They're receiving it from an NGO that's funded by welfare. See? That's the entire government. That's why we're $37 trillion debt going.
Yeah, and what you're describing is like monopolized money laundering. Because absolutely. They're using these NGOs to launder the money so that your reputation isn't hurt because you didn't get your money from George Soros.
That's right.
You got it from, exactly right. You know, Open Society.
You got it right. Well, Open Society would be George Soros. But no, you just have Open Society fund Act Blue.
Right, exactly.
Open Society fund the Fund for Greater Democrat Renewal.
Yeah.
It's always that way. You know what? I'd rather be ruled by the Corleones. I would rather be ruled by John Gotti.
Yeah.
Because at least you know who you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. You know. And by the way, there is at least a semblance of honor when you're dealing with the mafia.
True.
A semblance of honor. At least, you know, I mean, at least that there's a measure of justice. Yeah. You and I get nothing. We get nothing but lied to every day of our lives. So Medicaid, we're not shutting down the government, which by the way, I love. Shut it down for forever.
Yeah.
Shut it down. 740,000 people aren't being paid right now, except for the military. Good. Cut them all. I love it. Just shut the whole thing down. Then we just don't have to listen to these liars. We're not shutting down the government. To have Medicaid fund illegals? We're not doing that. No, we're shutting down the government to have Medicaid fund another fund that funds illegals. Absolutely just repulsive human beings. All right, let's jump off a shutdown. I'll stay on it all night. All right, let's go to the Kirk shooting. So now here's the thing. Let me just, and I'm not like a Democrat. We have to have an agreement. We have to come to a certain level of agreement to even have a discussion. You know, that's what, like, you know, Democrats always say, we can't talk to Kim Jong-un until we come to the agreement that he is a war criminal, and then we'll talk to him. Oh, that's going to work. Same thing with Putin. Putin didn't have one discussion, not one discussion with Joe Biden since 2022. Not one, not a phone call, nothing. Because in order for a Democrat, highly esteemed elitist liars who lie about their lies, disgusting, hellbound people, they have principles.
Yeah.
And unless Putin comes and says, first of all, I want to just acknowledge, as if he's at an AA meeting, I want to first acknowledge that I am a war criminal. Oh, then we'll talk to you. No, listen, I'll talk to anybody about anything. I will. It may come to the place where you have to say, we're just going to have to agree, disagree, move on. That's fine.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I will see if everybody can agree with this. And I don't like disrespecting Charlie Kirk like this. It's because it's nothing to do with him as a person. It just has to do with how horribly he was shot, and I don't like it. To me, there's this level of disrespect about how he was assassinated. It was just disrespectful in front of all those people. But anyway, can we all agree? Everyone saw, and we played it on this on the podcast. We were banned from playing it on CTN, which is why I told Christian Television Network to cram it up their own caboose sideways, and not done with them. So anyway, because they wanted to censor my speech. Screw you. But anyway. And Americans can handle. Can we all just agree that we can handle seeing stuff? We're adults.
Yeah.
Okay. The show starts at 9 o'clock at night. I think we can all agree that we can all watch something that everybody's already seen anyway. Imagine being CTN. We don't want you to show this because it could offend the family of Charlie Kirk, and we don't want to get complaints from our viewers. The viewers have already watched it 5,000 times on Twitter. Please.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't go off on this. That's a 40-minute rant.
Yeah, I don't.
But anyway, so. Can we all agree, though, that what we saw when we saw the blood pour out of Charlie Kirk, that's an exit wound?
Yeah.
What else could it be? Can anybody explain what else could it be? Okay. Now, in order for the blood to be pouring out the left side of his neck, where would he have had to have been shot?
Back right.
Back right. There's already a pick of the projectile in the air. Back right, just in the same sort of pick as the Butler pick showing the projectile in the air that clipped Donald Trump's ear and killed Corey Comparator.
Yep.
It's already in the air. So it's already, what's funny about this right now is that you have these different guys. I'm jumping ahead of this. I don't want to jump too far ahead of it because we're going to listen to Rob O'Neill, the person who actually killed Osama bin Laden. But people will say, but in order for this all to be a conspiracy, you would have had to have the surgeon in on it. The surgeon who saw, now Charlie Kirk was dead when he hit the ground. But, you know, they made the surgeon looked at him or whatever. You'd have to have the surgeon agree to this. No, the surgeon hasn't agreed to the FBI narrative, have they? Did the surgeon say it was the 30-06 round? No, he said the round was still in Charlie Kirk. Did he say that it was a 30-06 round shot from now? It's been shrunk down to about 140 yards.
Oh.
Remember, now Aaron showed the pics of 223 rounds and other rounds and a 30-06 round. He showed a pic of it. Folks, there wouldn't even be an exit wound from a 30-06 round because it would have about blown his neck in half. It never even stopped. It would have blown through the wall behind him, the wall behind that, the wall behind that, and a car in the parking lot. Talking about 2,000 feet a second. Boom. It's over, folks. So he was shot, in my opinion, by a lower caliber weapon from the back right, his back right, our back left, because it exited through the left side of his neck. So he was shot through his back right. How would it ever, if it's the 30-06 round, shot at a 10-degree angle from 140 yards away, how would it bleed out to his left? Can we all just agree that that's utter bull crap? Can't we? There's no way that happened. No way it happened. There it is, right there. That's a 30-06 round next to a 223. And that's gonna somehow he's shot directly to in front, and wouldn't it be a giant hole in the front and all pouring out in the back? Not directly to his left. It'd be his left this way. I mean, it makes no sense. We're being asked to believe absolute crap.
Yeah.
It's not logical. It's absolutely nonsensical. It's not conspiracy theory. And the doctor never has confirmed this at all. He says the round is still in the body. And maybe he says the shrapnel caused the exit wound. I don't know. And by the way, that's only third hand off of an associate of Charlie Cook who spoke to the surgeon. So we don't even know that's true. The surgeon then put out a statement and the surgeon spoke briefly to Alex Jones. That's it. That's all we know. So it's, I mean, who even knows what the surgeon actually says? And by the way, it's not like these scientists and doctors are beyond reproach. We saw that during the 4 years of 15 days to flatten the curve, where they easily are bought off. We had all the scientists bought off in the CIA when Anthony Fauci did his unannounced, undocumented visit into the CIA, where suddenly all the CIA scientists said that they went from 7 out of 8 of them saying that that COVID was not from natural origins, and then flipped to 7 out of 8 of them saying that it was after Fauci's visit. And all of them somehow received large amounts of money in their bank accounts, which is all absolutely proven and true. So anyway, Piers Morgan Uncensored. Got a couple of Piers Morgan Uncensored videos with Rob O'Neill on it, the man who killed Osama bin Laden. He starts off, "It was off at the beginning for me." Play it for me.
Me, I mean, it was off at right from the beginning for me. Do we not guard rooftops anymore? There's been assassination attempts all over the world. Right. Why aren't we looking at rooftops? When I was sent the video with this at the same message where they said Charlie Kirk was just shot. When I watched that horrific video, he was obviously dead before he hit the ground. But the questions immediately started to come to me. That was not an entry wound that we saw. We saw an exit wound. So where'd that bullet come from? You don't bleed like, and I've shot guys closer than the camera was. An entry wound doesn't look like that. An exit wound does. Why did his shirt move the way it did? When I've shot people, their shirts didn't move like that. And then the initial reaction was, well, he was obviously wearing body armor and it was deflection. One, no, he wasn't wearing body armor. And two, it doesn't deflect like that off of body armor. Why was his shirt moving from right to left? why were people being interviewed saying, yeah, they came from my left to right, from his right to left, immediately shut down? And then did they tear the crime scene down immediately? They, just right off the bat, from seeing it, knowing he was dead, saying a lot of this is bad, not even getting into the soliloquy of text messages that 22-year-olds don't send their trans lover. So immediately the official story sounds like it needs to be investigated. But now, you know, the whole crime scene's gone. They paved over it. Nothing to see here.
Now, this is a red-pilled audience, and none of us actually believe that Charlie Kirk was wearing body armor, because a lot of us were in the military or in law enforcement, and we've worn body armor for hundreds and hundreds of hours, and I can flat out tell you, I saw Charlie Kirk's video because Turning Point Films everything. By the way, we haven't been able to see any of their videos. Very strange. Yeah. And they were all handing each other stuff as everybody fled the scene, and the scene has now been paved over. That happens all the time. I mean, every time. Whenever a crime happens, you send out a crew to pave over the entire scene and plant new trees.
Yeah, if somebody's assassinated.
Or if somebody was assassination scene. The most poignant political assassination of this era. And immediately you send out a team. We're only 3 weeks out of it.
Yeah.
But this happened a week ago, so we're only 2 weeks out of it. They just pave over the entire thing.
Just cover it.
It's paved. I mean, it's not just they moved a tree here and there. It's not like they did a little memorial where you have some flowers out there. No, it's paved over. Drywall torn down. Sidewalks gone. Everything's gone. It's paved over. That's very normal activity. As well as Tyler Robinson being registered with the CAI, which was not the CIA, which was a precursor group to joining the CIA. Maybe it was already part of it. And all of the various employees at Utah Valley State who are also connected with the CIA, and all of their information has somehow disappeared. I mean, same thing with Thomas Crooks. Well, suddenly has no social media. Mm. A 20-year-old, no social media.
Weird.
I'm a 57-year-old, and I have lots of social media. But a 20-year-old has none. I don't even know how to operate. I have to have Aaron operate it all. So, I mean, I don't even know, but a 20-year-old certainly does.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I had Aaron put this pick up here. Because the other two idiots, Piers Morgan just did a good job and listened, but the two other idiots on the right. Now, we have here on our left, Rob O'Neill. SEAL freaking Team 6 has I don't want to, you know, be disrespectful to him in any way, shape, or form, and I'm not being, has assassinated, killed, let's just say well into the double digits. That, you know what, well into probably the four digits. Lots and lots of people. The two idiots on the right can't do a single sit-up. And what they do this entire interview is talk about and defend the FBI narrative. The FBI narrative that Tyler Robinson went up with his grandpa's 30-06. And by the way, the screwdriver they found on the roof can't be used to take apart a 30-06.
Oh.
But yet has all of his DNA all over it.
Oops.
I mean, that's strange, isn't it? I mean, you must believe Lee Harvey Oswald was the sole assassin for JFK. And that Jack Rubenstein, Rubenstein was a hero for assassinating the assassin, right? Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. You need to just pull you need a full rectal extraction.
Yeah.
Your head is jammed up your butt. Bad. But anyway, these two idiots on the right spend the entire time defending the FBI narrative and how everybody else is conspiratorial. The idiocy is in the FBI narrative. Because one of the idiots is the one who said, well, you'd have to believe the doctor was in on it. The doctor has never backed up the FBI narrative. If anything, the doctor's alleged report of a fragmentation round bouncing around would be a very small caliber weapon. So it doesn't back. I mean, imagine defending your narrative using information that doesn't defend it. I don't understand people. Aaron?
I can't.
Okay.
I can't help you.
No.
Okay. Will can't help either. And he's a war fighter. See, I mean, and here you have a man who is an expert at killing people, has seen people die. He just said, okay. Now, before we started this segment, I said that can we all agree that it was an exit wound that we saw? What did Rob O'Neill just say? That is not an entrance wound. Yeah. This is a man who has witnessed hundreds or thousands of entry and exit wounds. Right?
Yep.
He just said, SEAL freaking Team 6 killer of Osama bin Laden. He just said that is not an entrance wound. That is an exit wound. Now, if it's exiting out of the left side of his neck, Aaron, where was he shot?
Back right.
Back right.
Pretty obvious.
Where the bullet was coming from. You can see the bullet, and this is the front end of the bullet, coming this way. And yet these two idiots on the right, I mean, who they're probably some part of an NGO that you and I fund. So these two idiots can give their opines on Piers Morgan. All right, second video. Piers Morgan uncensored. Former Navy SEAL Rob O'Neill tells Piers Morgan he doubts Charlie Kirk's shooter would have been able to assemble and take apart the rifle fast enough to get away. Play for him.
If you were doing that with all your training, you are one of the most elite guys in special forces in American history. If you were dismantling this precise rifle, how long would it take you to do it?
A 30-06, well, it's going to take several minutes. I can't even remember I grew up, my first rifle was a 30-06 in Montana, and I can't remember the last time I took it apart. I could take the bolt out, clean that off, but in order to break it down to the point where you can even walk with a limp, it's going to take a solid 5 minutes, I would guess, with different... I don't even think you use that type of a screwdriver that he had with his DNA conveniently all over it, because you know everything you touch has your DNA on it. It's just taking it apart, putting it together, taking a shot, cold bore, by the way, where your scope wasn't on there, taking it back apart, putting it in your pants, climbing down a fence, getting back into the woods, putting it together as you're on the run, wrapping it in a towel, then, you know, driving 200 miles away to type to my love the 300 lines of text. It's just, none of it makes sense to me. Mm. Again, I'm not conspiring with anybody, and I'm not saying it was something that it's not. And like Mike was saying, is usually the most obvious thing that happened is what happened. I wish it never happened, but so many things just don't add up to me.
And the two morons on the right keep their SS faces, which is stoic and stupid, because they're sitting there. Oh, I mean, it's just Rob O'Neill. I mean, look at us. We're two like professors somewhere.
Does he know?
What does he know? I mean, he's just a warfighter. He's just a SEAL Team 6 member. He's just has done way more manly things in an hour of his life than we've done in our 60 years. But, you know, what does he know? And then again, he reiterates the points. And Aaron said this, we've been saying this from day one. You know why we've been saying it from day one? Not because Will's a genius, not because I'm a genius, not because Aaron's a genius, but because it's obvious. It's an exit wound. He cannot have been shot from 140 yards away straight forward and have an exit wound go out to his left side. That can't happen. Now, and there would, again, if it was a 30-aught round shot from directly in front of him that hit the left side of his neck, it would have cut his head off.
Yeah.
It would be no exit wound. It'd be like an explosion. You ever seen? Have you ever seen the models done being shot into that coagulated flesh that they use and the modeling for rounds when they enter and exit? Have you ever seen it for 30-06 rounds? They go through an entire buffalo. And then kill the next buffalo next to that buffalo. And it's somehow going to bounce around because Charlie Kirk has titanium bones.
He's Man of Steel.
Man of Steel? Yeah. I mean, come on. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. This backed up by the expert. And just going back to what we're talking about. So in order to believe the FBI narrative, Tyler Robinson climbs up onto the roof.
Yes.
First of all, disassembles his grandpa's gun.
Right.
Somehow climbs up on the roof. Now, in this age of modern technology, and I heard this also from Kyle Serafin, I believe on Alex Jones or maybe somebody else, that in this age of modern technology, that all we can get is this grainy 1974 video footage of everything. Why haven't we seen the video footage of him taking the shot?
Yeah,
it was all. I mean, Aaron, correct me if I'm wrong. You have video of him walking off the roof, would you not have video of him 30 seconds prior to walking off the roof with
you'd
him taking the shot? Yeah. Why have we not seen that
in 4K?
Yeah, right. And why is it? Yeah, why is it that these are high tech cameras? I mean, I'm thinking about our own security system and the cameras that we have around this building. Certainly are way better than that, and we don't have Utah Valley's budget.
No, we can see you pick a booger.
Yeah, right. And they don't have that. We get grainy Zapruder film.
Yeah.
That's what we get footage. Mm. That was so that you really can't see whether he has a gun on him or not. And by the way, a 30-06 is about that long, and somehow Tyler Robinson, who's not tall, is concealing it? even after taking it apart, which takes over 5 minutes to do,
like
if you're an expert.
Like 2 seconds after he took the shot.
Yeah, I mean, somehow he assembles it, climbs up on, oh, and by the way, Aaron, Will will know this for sure. Aaron probably too. What's the problem with assembling a rifle on a roof using a screwdriver that doesn't work? Okay. Well, then it ends right there because the screwdriver doesn't work. I know. I'm just using the asinine idiocy of the FBI, which, again, never, ever solves a crime. They're the most useless law enforcement agency on the planet. On the planet. So what's the problem with that? Anybody who knows anything about firearms would know that you would not have a sight line. Your gun would be all out off sight.
Yeah.
You can't sight it in. You can't zero it in. You'd have to shoot it at a range to zero it in to come within 30 feet of Charlie Cook from 140 yards away.
Yep.
So how would you take it apart and then reassemble it and have it zeroed in for a next shot? Everybody knows this. I mean, we all know this who shot guns. Who doesn't shoot guns? The FBI. They're a bunch of social working attorneys. Have no idea, leftist attorneys who have no idea what they're freaking talking about. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows what it's like to go out and shoot a gun that's slightly off and it sights. You can't come anywhere near your freaking target from 20 yards away.
No.
If you have shooting a 9mm from 20 yards away and the sight is off at all, front sight, back sight, whatever is off, you're done. I remember I went and had to qualify twice a year, work at the sheriff's office with your 9mm. And I had zero sleep. This is not uncommon for night owls like me. But anyway, I had zero sleep, went there and shot. And I was out of it. And I just forgot about front sight. And for some reason, I just shot a whole round, a whole series. I'm like, I never failed. That's the only time I've ever failed a qualification in my life, ever. Police Academy, 25 years, 50 qualifications, Sheriff's Office. I actually had 51 because of this, because I failed it. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Because I wasn't using my front sight. I mean, I was just out of it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I just realized it. And I had a friend of mine named Ricky come up and let me shoot your gun. He's a firearms expert. Bah, 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 put them all. I mean, one, he's put him in the same hole over and over again. He's like, nothing wrong with this gun. Because I'm like, something's wrong with this gun. I've never missed target. I mean, I'm missing. I'm completely missing. But I'm like, you know, 8 yards away, I'm missing. Okay, well, that's why it shows you just slightest thing. You're not hitting nothing. And he goes up there and the gun's all apart in a backpack, shoved up his butt. He's got it shoved down his leg, which somehow he can climb a roof with a barrel that's about this long jammed down his leg. But he can climb a roof or go up a stairwell. By the way, where's all the stairwell footage?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. Why is it that we have grainy Zapruder film quality footage from a roof and not the shot at all? No footage of him at all. 40 footage of him walking up a stairwell. Why do we have none of that?
Well, we got the picture, Tom.
So. We got it right. We got the grainy picture that, by the way, doesn't look like him.
No, it doesn't.
The guy has little tiny thin lips. And for transgender purposes, very useful transgender purposes, he has full lips. I'll leave it that up to your imagination with his furry butt plug boyfriend. Sorry, Will. So anyway... So the narrative makes absolutely no sense. But anyway, back, so he calls up to the roof with a gun, a 30-06, which is never basically, but by the way, it's grandpa's 30-06, which has never, ever been taken apart, ever. Because know how often you take apart a 30-06? Never. You clean a 30-06. You don't take it apart. In order for you to clean a 9mm, you take it apart. In order for you to clean a 357, you don't take it apart. The idiots in the FBI don't know this. And they assume that the rest of us don't know it because they don't know it. Because they're idiots. So he comes up there and he puts together this gun with a screwdriver that doesn't work on any single screw in the gun. But yet has his DNA all over it.
Right.
Puts it together. Now he has absolutely non-zeroed in sight and neck shots Charlie Kirk. And then... leaves the roof 5 seconds after the shot and it, with his gun unassembled again when it takes a minimum of 5 minutes to take the gun apart.
Impressive.
So somehow he's able to exit the roof in under 30 seconds from the shot. And I mean under 30 seconds, I mean like under 10.
Yeah.
From the shot with a fully disassembled gun that takes more than 6 minutes to take apart and then jams it down his pants again. Goes out into the roof, goes out into the woods while he's fleeing, reassembles it, puts the scope back on it backwards.
Of course.
wraps it in a towel and leaves it in the woods, and then watches it in the woods as he sends off soliloquies to his gay lover. That's the FBI narrative. That's what Kash Patel wants you and I to believe.
Yeah.
Does anybody believe that at all? I hope not. Let's move on to George Zinn. Hustle B video. Watch as George Zinn in the crowd appears to set something down. Play it for me. I'm sure, listen, that is not dishonoring to Charlie Cook, but it's the FBI is asinine. You know, what's really sad is if you're going to try to pull something off, and remember now, the crooks investigation is completely shut down. Aaron, don't worry. He's just a unilateral shooter.
Right, right.
That's what that Bongino, who I am so disappointed in, will go out and whore himself like that. You're going to actually claim that Thomas Crooks was a unilateral shooter? My goodness. But anyway.
It's always a lone gunman.
You know, it's a lone gunman, not attached to anything. I mean, you're just talking about...
Just like JFK.
You're just talking about somebody executing the most famous, most powerful man on the planet. And he's doing it alone because he's Thomas Crooks, food server at a local nursing home.
Yes.
With international ties via encrypted... What do you call them, Aaron? Encrypted...
They're like messaging accounts.
Yeah, encrypted messaging accounts. I mean, that's very normal. I just want to ask the audience. You're 1,700 people watching right now. How many of you have encrypted accounts? Thomas Crooks did. At least three of them. So anyway, back to George Zinn here. This is all normal, right? I mean, there's nothing to this. This wouldn't be an operation of any kind. These aren't people that are working together, is it? I mean, you have a man... And this is as the shots really, I know it's just after, but really as the shots are being fired, because look at all the people. This guy stands up and waves his white hat around and says, I'm the shooter, I'm the shooter, so that nobody will be looking for Tyler Robinson or the actual shooter, because I do believe Tyler Robinson was there. But he was probably, remember now, he was part of the CAI, which is a grooming group for the CIA. I'm trying to think of the proper word for it. It's like an explorer's unit for it's people who want to be in the CIA.
It's like entry level.
Entry sort of, yeah, like an intern for the CIA.
Yeah.
There's only certain people that can qualify for it. He's a 4.0 student, has social problems. That's perfect for the CIA, like Thomas Crooks. Perfect for him. Also in a BlackRock commercial, along with Ryan Ralph. But anyway, I digress. It's all, but there's nothing to any of this.
No.
I
mean,
there's nothing to any.
No.
But anyway. I believe that he was told to be on the roof.
Yeah.
And maybe told that it was, you know, it's a training op for the CAI, which works for the CIA. That's all a fact, by the way. You can pull all that up. Feel free. He was told to be on the roof. Didn't know, maybe, that there was going to be a shot fired.
Yeah.
And had a grandpa's gun. They may have even told him, put your grandpa's gun in the woods. It's all training op. It's maybe what they told him. And then the shot came from Charlie's back right. Which is absolutely, and then you have this idiot right here. Nothing to see here, though. I mean, this happens all the time at all shootings, doesn't it? Doesn't it happen in all the hood shootings where you have somebody commits a hood shooting and you have somebody out there going, it was me. No, that never happens. You know why? Because those are legitimate crimes. This is an assassination. Center for Anticipatory Intelligence, CAI. That's what Tyler Robinson was part of. CAI. That's a fact. And that is a underling for the CIA. It's a recruit. That's a recruitment tool for the CIA. It's a grooming tool for the CIA. So this just happened. Why does this never happen anywhere else for any other crime? Because normally the criminal who commits the crime actually committed the crime.
Right.
The person who committed this crime was perched at Charlie Kirk's back right. And this guy made sure he got away. George Zinn. Let's go to the next one. Mr. Red Pill's video. Charlie Kirk's assassin evidence deleted and a lot of connections. Play for me.
Charlie Kirk's assassination has deleted evidence that Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson haven't mentioned once. This guy told the cops to arrest him so the shooter could have more time to get away. This guy was deployed for 9/11, deployed against Obama, for George Bush, and personally worked with senators and U.S. congressmen. And he personally admitted it, and they wiped everything but I downloaded it just before.
George Zinn.
Now, I've been deployed to a lot of campaigns. I just did a deployment last year.
And you were out there knocking on doors.
John McCain and whoever. So I went all the way to Vegas just to harass John Kerry's rally.
Obviously, you knew Orrin, Senator Hatch.
George Bush and McCain had the same donors. These donors, like Manafort, Berman, Ronald Weiser, they manipulate elections, create countries, and have personally admitted to taking money from all of these countries. And Zinn, the patsy, is an example of an actor they use.
I was deployed to Minnesota for the Norm Coleman campaign.
Zinn was deployed for Norm Coleman, who ran against a guy who was anti-war, who died 11 days before the election. George Bush and McCain, Obama's opponent, were also pro-war. Zinn was there for 9/11. Zinn was there for all this pro-war propaganda, and then was there when Charlie Kirk was killed after he told Trump not to invade Iran.
He was one of the only people to go to the president. A war with Iran is something that could really hurt our country. I mean, boy, that was an unpopular position, and he did it again.
And talked about the Epstein-Mossad connection.
Epstein, with his little friend Ghislaine and Ghislaine's father, Robert Maxwell, who was obviously a spy of the Israeli intelligence agencies.
He did not like Bibi Netanyahu, and he said that to me many times.
I have a full 27-minute video going over exactly what happened, why people like Candace Owens might be lying to you, and the archive podcast, link in bio.
See, again, Mossad and CIA have a very incestuous relationship. They're indistinguishable, according to Thomas Massie, who has access to that level of intelligence. You can't tell the difference between CIA and Mossad. Tom, are you saying Israel did it? No, I don't know. Why? Because they won't even show me stairwell footage.
Yeah.
I have no idea exactly what happened or who did it. I certainly know that the FBI narrative is where I miss cussing. I certainly know that the FBI narrative is bull freaking crap.
Yeah,
it's absolutely asinine in its nonsensical nature. Absolutely. So, look at George Zinn. So George Zinn admits it. It's in the police report that he did what he did, waved his white hat and said, I'm the shooter, I'm the shooter, I'm the shooter. He said it. He tells the police, I said that so the shooter could get away. But nobody puts two and two together after that.
No.
That this is a plot of an intel plot of some sort.
No, lone gunman.
It's a lone gunman who takes the gun apart inexplicably.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's no ballistics report. There is no autopsy. There is no medical release whatsoever. There's the entire freaking campus is covered in 4D HD cameras. Mm-hmm. The entire campus and everybody around. And by the way, his Dairy Queen, where he's allegedly at, all those areas near BYU and everything else all have cameras. We can't see any of it. Weird. Nothing. Nothing shows up whatsoever. The DQ stuff is very murky about what really happened with the DQ stuff. But George Zinn, because you get taught in the CAI and the CIA how to do color revolutions and or assassinations. And or both, because they're obviously interlinked, by you setting up patsies. You'll have the CIA go in to a village and murder the most prominent citizen in the village, hang them up on by their neck in a tree, slice them into a bunch of pieces, and then tell the village that their enemies did it. That's what they do all the time. It's called creating a patsy. So they create a patsy like George Zinn. They tell George, you're gonna be Jason Bourne. You can fly around you're gonna be like Ryan Routh. Ryan Routh is living the life of a multimillionaire. He's never made over $20,000 in his life, but he's flying all over the country, strangely, and then ends up in the sixth hole at Donald Trump's golf course with a submachine gun in his hand. But anyway, ready to kill Donald Trump. But anyway, so George Zinn is simply just another patsy because he admits to the police. He says it. I did what I did so that the shooter get away. I claim to be the shooter falsely so the actual shooter get away. He may think the shooter's Tyler Robinson because they don't tell any. Aaron, this may all make sense. They don't tell. The only individual who actually knows what's happening is the actual shooter.
Yeah.
Everybody else are plants. They don't even know what's going on. This has been going on for years. It's probably what happened to Lee Harvey Oswald. They all think that they're part of a training op. Same exact thing with the RNC DNC bomber. They probably told the person who dropped the bombs, this is a training op. I don't have time to get into that. I could. More's coming out on that too. But anyway, remember those with the 1 hour timer set to go off 16 hours later.
Yeah. Egg timer.
Yeah. The egg timer that literally can go 59 minutes. But it's set to go off 16 hours later. That's what the FBI tells us that.
Yeah.
these bombs that have an egg timer that can go down 59 minutes, the total time for the egg timer, 59 minutes, but yet they were set to go off 16 hours later. That's what the FBI tells you. And then blows them both up as a precautionary measure.
Of course.
You know, blow them up. Then there's no TNT in them. There's nothing in them, but we're going to blow them up anyway.
Yeah.
And after they know there's no gunpowder in them at all.
Yeah.
But we're going to blow them up anyway. Of course. But then George Zinn, what happens with George Zinn? Well, he tells the police, I did that to distract. I claimed to be the shooter to distract you so that the real shooter get away. And then lo and behold, they find child porn on him. Mm. And now he's put away and can't talk to anybody because it's an active investigation.
Of course.
Which will go on for the next 3 years, right? All right, Mr. Red Pill's video. The CIA asset, George Zinn, play it for me.
I just got done listening to a deleted podcast episode of George Zinn, and I'm now convinced he's an intelligence asset. The episode is called George Zinn, Utah's Most Famous Political Celebrity, and it's from 2023. He talks about how he met Ronald Reagan, went to his inauguration, and also snuck past Secret Service to attend his funeral, attended both inaugurations of President George W. Bush, went to the National Convention for President Trump, President Barack Obama, met Henry Kissinger, Al Gore, and Dan Quayle, George W. Bush's vice president, among many others. Which is strange because he just worked at a thrift shop for the LDS Church. And speaking of his affiliation with the LDS Church, he grew up Mormon, and when he was at the University of Utah studying psychology, he went to fulfill his mission in Virginia, just 100 miles away from the CIA headquarters. And what's crazy and heavily documented is that members of the LDS Church are often recruited by intelligence agencies because of their cultural adaptation, their language skills, and it has been reported through many different news outlets. And not only was he at 9/11, was the Utah man charged with making a bomb threat at the Salt Lake City Marathon, was the patsy at the Charlie Kirk assassination, but was also weirdly one of the few people allowed into the Kobe Bryant court case and was even documented making statements. That's an awful lot for a man that worked at a thrift store. He also married a cat lady named Joanne Kathleen Edwards, not because they were in love, because he said he needed a place to stay. She worked for the IRS and they were married for 7 years, allowing him to travel between DC, New York, Denver, and then back to Utah every once in a while. It's also crazy because in the podcast, he's a self-proclaimed Republican supporter, but the day of the Charlie Kirk shooting, he was labeled as a lefty lunatic who just wanted to silence Charlie Kirk. I think it's pretty obvious why this podcast has been deleted from the internet. They don't want this information getting out there. As always, I want to hear what you think about all of this down below.
Things are simply not as they appear or as we've been told. It's as simple as that. It really is that simple. All right, that's good. Got anybody in the rants tonight? Let's see. I saw Nate Dad won $50. Thank you so much. Patty K, $44, $10. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. I love you. Listen, stick around for the post game. It is awesome. As always, back here tomorrow night, blowing apart the narratives in Jesus' name. Blowing apart the lies in Jesus' name. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Love you guys. God bless you.